I'm up next. I'm Jane Kaparis. I am currently the Dean of Cognitive Science, but usually I'm Associate Professor of Developmental Cognitive Neuroscience, which is fancy language for child psychology meets neuroscience. So I tend to work with a lot of students who are in neuroscience and psychology and child psychology. And this year I'm doing game design and I'm doing animal behavior and am I missing something? Education a little bit. Yeah, some other things. So I do a lot of different things. I get to wear a lot of different hats and I get to learn. That's one of the beautiful things about Division 3 is that you guys are doing things that your faculty members may not actually know much about, and you will become the expert. And that's a very scary thing. It's not the only place that will ever happen if you happen to go on into grad school world someday. I found at my dissertation defense, literally no one in the room had any clue about what I was talking about, and I had to be the expert and teach. And in some senses, you're doing a very small version of that. So it's okay that your faculty members may not have the answers, because you're going out to find those. That being said, I also have some advice on how to get there and how to do these things. And Michelle already covered mostly what I would have said about deadlines and calendars, so I'm not going to repeat all of that. I would add a couple of notes on things that have helped me. I need calendars. I need things to keep me in place. I need external forces to tell me when things are due. And if you are one of those people, you probably know this. You're the person who 24 hours before something is due, you're up burning the midnight oil because it's due. And there's somebody else who says it's due. So if you're that kind of person, as Michelle said, find somebody who can hold you accountable. If a friend isn't going to be enough, ask your advisor to do that. That's our job. I am happy to, I need this now. And most of your faculty advisors will be fine with being that person who says, no, you really do need to get this in. So if you need that, that's okay. We don't expect that you may be ready to do it all on your own, as Michelle was saying. It takes a lifetime of learning that self-discipline, and some people are never that way. I have a friend who is a faculty member, not here, who actually has her former advisor from grad school send her an email roughly every 6 months asking about certain projects and saying, I'm waiting for this, because she needed specifically her advisor to still do that for her. But, you know, it's a learning process, much better than, you know, 10 years ago, but still, it's everybody's different. Some people need external, some people have very internal guides. In building that timeline, make sure you build in slack time. What I mean by slack time is there is going to be a moment you are sick, somebody dies, your computer blows up. You know, there is going to be a moment in this year that something is going to happen to derail you. If you have built your calendar out so that every week is accounted for, and if you miss one of those weeks, you're not going to make it, you are in trouble. So make sure, I often say, take the deadline, so say your first draft deadline, start by giving yourself 2 weeks at that very end point. And then each semester, make sure you're giving yourself another week here and there, so that overall you have, you know, between 2 and 4 weeks of if something goes wrong, you've got time. And it's not just something goes wrong. It could just be this section that I thought was only going to take me a week, it took me 3. And so having that kind of room in there means that if everything goes really, really well, in fact, I had a student last year who was really on top of it and kept saying, I'm so worried about getting behind, I'm just gonna keep pushing, I'm gonna build in all the slack. Got done mid-February. And that was fantastic because it meant the person was not done. Because then she was able to say, now that I actually have what my goals were, I have an extra month or two to do all these extra things. And she was able to make the project actually that much better. So it's okay to have stuff done. That's rare, by the way. Don't expect that to happen. But building in slack time is very helpful for that. And also in terms of timelines, what your timeline looks like will be very dependent, as Michelle was saying, on what it looks like. So for experimental studies, I do a lot of science type things. Oftentimes the first semester is spent getting an experiment up and running. And I tell students, if you're doing an experimental Div 3, you should plan on writing your introduction in the fall. And the reason you want to do that is because if you're running a study, all the data comes in mid-year, beginning, you know, January, February, sometimes March. And if your data is not going well, which it usually doesn't with experiments, it might even be the end of March. So you're suddenly cramped for analyzing all this data and writing up the results. If you haven't written everything else, you're not going to have time. So by getting the introduction and basically everything you can get out of the way except for the experiment done in the fall, it's going to put you in a much better position to succeed. So those are my notes on those. And a couple other things I just wanted to mention. When thinking about your Div 3, you really want to think about what your goals are for it, and it shouldn't just be product goals. I know Laura mentioned this. It is a process. So is one of your goals learning to write better? Or is it learning time management? There are lots of other skills that you should be focusing on during this year, and if you can kind of identify those, even if, say, you're doing an experimental study and it fails, your Div 3 isn't a failure because you've still learned all these things. Like you said, one of my goals is to learn how to do gene cloning. If the end product was some clone gene, if that didn't happen, but you learned the process, that's success, right? So make sure that you're not just looking at product goals, but also process goals. What are those process goals? Because it will give you a much better sense of feeling of success at the end, even if the product doesn't turn out exactly like you expect. Think a little bit about what that product will look like now. That may change. So you might get a third of the way in and say, I thought I was going to be doing this great piece of work where I was using, you know, personal interviews and this data, and I was going to combine it in this great literature review, and then it just doesn't work like you think. And so the product might change, and you need to be open to that. I feel like the first semester a lot of times is a little bit of trial and error in terms of writing and what it looks like. So you might write stuff during the first semester that you don't end up using. I had somebody last year who wrote something like 30 to 50 pages that they never used because it just didn't fit in the final Div 3. But it was, they had to get through that writing in order to get to the writing that was the right writing. So be okay with change, it's gonna happen. But do think about what you think the product will look like now so that when it does change, you can think about, okay, well, now what should it look like? Some other little tips, break it down into little parts. Sometimes thinking about the Div 3, we think of it as this big, huge product. I often tell my students, think about it as exactly as Laura was saying. This is three classes. So each semester you have three classes. You would normally write three papers for those three classes. Imagine you're writing three papers this semester, except they're just not all due at the end of the semester like a usual year. Paper for class one is due this date. Paper for class two is due this date. If you think about it in terms of classes, you can say, okay, can I break down the writing, if it's a writing Div 3, into three sections that I'm gonna get done in the fall? And just tackle them of like, this is the topic, this is the paper I'm doing. Writing a 10 to 20 page paper is something you've probably done before. And so if you can think about it just as a little bit, as this is a contained paper in itself, it helps to make it not feel like this huge thing of like, oh my God, I have to write however many pages it is you think you have to write. So it's really helpful to break it down. And also to remember that this is not your life's work. This is Div 3. You're gonna have a Div 4 and a Div 5 and a Div 6. So you're not, I know probably you've heard this a lot before, but this is a project, and if you hate it by the end, that's okay. Because you're gonna do other things in life. And most Div 3s, when they have graduated many years from now, will talk about their Div 3, but it's probably not what they're doing. There are some people who do, but for the most part, they are doing other things. And then there's the last couple quick tips. Communicate. Talk to your advisor regularly. If you are not doing anything one week, if you're freaked out because you've got nothing done, still tell your advisor that. They're probably not going to get pissed. In fact, I would wager a bet no advisor's going to get pissed if you say, I had a really bad week, I got nothing done. Because we all know that that happens. But if you suddenly don't talk to us, we can't help you. Just the moment, I think it might have been Melissa Birch who was saying earlier today or yesterday, the moment you want to pull back from your advisor because things are not going well is the exact moment you should be reaching out to them. because that's the moment they can actually help you. So talk to them, communicate, don't drop off the face of the earth. Eat, sleep, and play. You need to balance your life. Get the sleep every day, like check in with yourself. Did I sleep last night? Important, because you're not gonna function well if you didn't. Did you eat? Are you eating actually three meals a day, or however many you usually eat? And make the time to take time off. A lot of times, because you're so focused on, I have to get all this work done, you forget that you have to do self-care, as somebody else mentioned. But you should schedule in time. Like, maybe Sunday is your day just for you. You're not gonna do anything related to DIV, and that's okay. Make sure you take that time. I think that's about, last note on funding. There's lots of funding around for DIV 3s. I think you had one in my mind.
Right, there's a David Smith grant in American Studies, which are small grants to help students with expenses around projects that deal with the studies of American identities, culture, and society, and we should be getting together a flyer for that in the next couple weeks, so definitely, and it'll be, the application for it would be due after the contract deadline, so definitely look for that. If you have any questions about that, get in contact with me.
So Michelle, will you send that to me for the DIV 3
yep.
Club? And on that site, DIV 3 at HAMP, there's a link and resources to, the court keeps a page of all the funding available at Hampshire, the Hampshire Funds. Many of you already know about that, but so there are places to go, people to talk to find all the possibilities.
Right, and I just want to make the plug for the ones in my realm. In the School of CS, we oversee three funds. One is this general CS fund. One is the Coppinger Endowment, which funds students who want to do animal behavior work. One is the UBEL, which I believe is translating science for the public. And one is the Theoms, which is a journalism one. And so if you want information on those, you can go to the CS website. Also, the Culture, Brain, and Development program supports work that are at the intersection of those three things. All of those, the CS and the CBD ones, and in fact, you might talk about the NS ones, are all due October 14th. So that's not too far away. So if you have ideas for your DIV 3 that you think you might want money for, start thinking about writing those grants. There is a grant writing session on September 29th, 3:30 to 5, I think, in the airport lounge. But you should see notices about that. CBD's running it, but it's really for anybody who's writing a grant for getting funding. So do come if you're thinking of writing a grant, because it's helpful to talk about.